It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looks like a clinic on how not to do things on the baseball field.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Big Y Grocery Store, T-Mobile, Needham Bank, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Jordan's Furniture, Integrity from Marvin Windows and Doors, TestTrips.com, Acura of Auburn, Anderson McQuay, Direct Federal Credit Union, Gravely Lawnmowers, AceTicket.com, WFXD-TV, and Mohegan Sun.
Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, from the Town Fair Tire Studio, it is the Baseball Reporters here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Jim Murray in for Tony Maserati tonight. We've got Tim McCone alongside as well. Jimmy Stewart behind the glass. And you can open up the phone lines, Jimmy, if you'd like. If you want to join the show at 617-779-0985. By the way, I'll let you know right off the bat, Baseball Reporters is brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. So plan your stay at Mohegan Sun. com. Again, that phone number 617-779-0985. And I would like to I'd like to hear from you. A certain segment of Red Sox fans who called in specifically to this show over the last 2 days, especially yesterday, you chicken littles, those of you who thought the sky was falling after the Red Sox dropped the first two games of this series, Cleveland Indians. You feel better now? You okay? Can you wipe the sweat off your brow? You all right? You feel a little embarrassed for prematurely freaking out and doubting this team and this ridiculous pace that they're on? 90 wins on August 22nd. Are you kidding me? You feel a little silly thinking they're going to blow the division like it's 2011 or it's 1978? You feel silly for tweeting at me after the loss in Game 2, demanding that the asterisk get put back on the 2018 Red Sox? I wasn't doing that. No. You should feel a little silly. You should. I get it. Like I am a nervous fan. Jimmy's seen it at events. I'll bite my arm. I'm the worst type of fan at times. But this Red Sox team, I mean, please, stop it. Like, to think that they were going to blow the division because they lost the first two games of this series to the Cleveland Indians. The last games, today and last night, they showed you something. They showed you who they really are. Yes, they're still flawed. Yes, the wheel of gutless bums still exists. And I don't think that's really even going to change. Alex Cora, I don't think... trust any guy in the seventh or eighth inning that he goes to there, whether it's Barnes or Joe Kelly, whoever it happens to be. The wheel of gutless bums will remain. But they're legit. And what they showed you the last couple of nights, or today rather, and last night, this team's got stones. There's that intangible, the it factor. Yes, that they have it. And that's including a guy who I've obviously been hard on, doing the stupid impersonation. That's David Price. We'll work our way backwards through these two games. But today, in case you weren't paying attention, David Price, just the post-All-Star break dominance continued through eight scoreless innings. Held the Indians to three hits, racked up seven strikeouts. And, McCone, you've referenced the number now a few times in the Sports Hub headlines. What is his number? What are his numbers since the All-Star break?
All right, so in his six starts since the All-Star break, he has a 109 ERA. And the Red Sox are 16-2 in his last 18 starts, including 8-0 in his last eight overall.
And this is against really good competition, too, in some of these instances, including today, obviously, with this Indians team that gave you fits here these first couple of games, the Philadelphia Phillies, which I didn't want to downplay like Maz did because it's a National League lineup, and the Yankees. That one I'll downplay a little bit because, okay, it didn't have Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez, who owns David Price. But still, we're looking at a completely different pitcher from the guy that we saw on the mound that Sunday night in New York, where he got his face ripped off to the tune of 5 home runs in what felt like, you know, 5 minutes. He looks like a different guy. He's locked in, and you got to give him credit. Even someone like me, who's not a David Price fan at all, he said he was going to stay healthy. He said he was going to pitch well. That was all what he said after the Fortnite thing, and he's backed it up. He's done it. The guy's been ridiculous. He's arguably the best pitcher in baseball since the All-Star break. The numbers back it up. The question is, and this is something else I'd like to hear from you, at 617-779-0985, do you trust him going forward, i.e. the playoffs? I mean, I think he's going to continue to look like this, barring any kind of injury, from now to the end of the season. But will this translate to the playoffs? This is the guy that they signed for $217 million. And as long as Chris Sale can come back healthy, he looks like this. You got two aces going into the playoffs. You got two aces on this staff. Granted, neither of them have won a postseason start, but I have to think you would feel pretty damn confident looking at those two guys as your 1-2 going into the postseason with how they've looked.
Look, I think you're right in terms of this team having the it factor like they did in 04, 07, and 2013. For me, the difference is in 04 you had Schilling and Pedro. In 07, you had Josh Beckett. In 2013, you had John Lester. All those guys are nails. Chris Sale, still a question mark with where he's at right now. David Price, 17 games in the postseason, 5.03 ERA, 2-8 with 9 starts. Like, that is not Josh Beckett. That is not John Lester. That's a huge question mark moving forward, and that's the one thing that isn't answered with this team.
Yeah, I still don't trust him in the postseason. What with that monologue and all, and as ridiculous as he's been, and even I'd have to be blind and stupid not to admit that David Price has been dominant, right? I still don't trust it to translate the postseason. I don't. I'd love to be proved wrong. I'd love to be proven wrong here, even though I won't root for him. Any game that he goes out there, I just don't like the guy. I don't. And I would hope that the Red Sox win these games like 10-9, where it's, you know, he lasts 3 2/3, it's 6 runs given. I'm not a fan. I just don't think he likes it here. I think he's been kind of obnoxious. Just not into the guy. I won't root for him. I want the Red Sox to win. I am still a Red Sox fan, but just not of this guy. You know what? I would enjoy, though, being proven wrong about him and seeing him finally get over the hump. As Felger says during the afternoon, every dog has its day. I don't necessarily believe that. There are instances where guys, it just never happens for. Dan Marino immediately comes to mind. And I think David Price is one of those guys as well. But it's tough not to look at how he's pitched as of late since the All-Star break and think that you're looking at a completely different pitcher. He was asked just that in the postgame today. Is this the best stretch of pitching that he's had since joining the Red Sox? Here was the answer.
David, this stretch the last 2 months, is this the best you've pitched since coming to Boston, do you think?
By far. Absolutely. You know, to not have that really bad game mixed in, you know, at some point, that was, that's good. You know, this is the pitcher Boston signed. So for me to get back to that, you know, it's about time.
He does sound a little different. Sounds like me. Maybe it's a health thing. Maybe he's feeling it better, or maybe it's just been a different approach. Look, I'm not as nuanced on the game and didn't cover it like Maz did as a reporter for years. So, you know, like, to me, the layman just watching here, I don't know what the approach is and how different it is. I've always thought with this guy, it's a mental thing more than anything else. I think, you know, he obviously has the stuff. The ball certainly looks a little bit more crisp over the last couple of months. But more than anything else, I just think it's a mental issue with this guy. So if he's gotten over that hump, okay, then you can trust him going forward. But either way, it's been a hell of a bounce back for this team the last couple of days. And, you know, part of me wants to say I told you so for any of you that were nervous and thought that the sky was falling over the last couple of days. Because, oh my God, you lost to the Indians. They're good competition. They're a good team. They have a ridiculous bullpen. They have arguably the best manager in baseball in Terry Francona. You should know that. Like, they weren't going to continue on the pace that they were going to be on, that they were on. There's an ebb and flow of 162 games. They were in the ebb. It was bound to happen. They weren't going to finish with 117 wins. And if that's what you were holding out your hopes for, well, you're hoping for the wrong things. You should be hoping for a World Series championship this year, or at least getting out of the first round. But a good bounce back over the last couple of days. A lot of things to be encouraged about. Obviously, David Price. Other little things, too. So Mitch Moreland goes out of the game. Has there been any update? Have you seen anything for any of the beat folks have tweeted about Mitch Moreland?
Yeah, so after the game, Alex Cora said that he's day-to-day.
Okay, so Mitch Moreland left the game. Blake Swihart comes in He gets a big hit to get things really rolling for the Red Sox offensively today. Xander Bogaerts, to me, has been kind of hot as of late, getting some big hits as of late. So there's some things to be encouraged about over the last couple of days. You feel better, everyone? Deep breaths. It's not going to be 1978 for your old-timers that lived through the Bucky Dent thing. It's not going to be 2011 and the chicken and beer. It's a different team. It's a different feel this year. There's the intangible. There's big, juicy plums on the 2018 Red Sox. Told you I wasn't putting the asterisk back on. You feel better? Let's go to David in Falmouth. You're going to be first up here on the Baseball Reporters tonight. Hello, David.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking the call. I appreciate it. And I love your topic. But beyond these last couple of days, which are kind of, you know, suggesting how can everybody bail and what a special team this is, I couldn't agree with you more. But I just moved back to the area around opening day. And I've been amazed for 5 months now that the fan base and most of the radio guys tend to have, like, dismissed this team. You know, you'll rank the four teams, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins, and Red Sox. Which team do you believe in less? While this team's on an epic run of, like, all time, Red Sox, like, increasingly kind of everybody piles on them. It's just amazing, and I'd love to get your perspective on how deep the psyche kind of runs where it took this much to get this far in to finally believe in them.
Oh, well, David, I think so. A lot of it has to do with age. Any of those people that have been doubting the last couple of days, I think are still broken from 1978. I know my dad's one of these people. Like, he still has nightmares about Bucky Dent. Like, get over it. They've since won the World Series. You're not going to die without having seen this team win the World Series. Like, my God. Then there's those, you might be referencing me. I mean, I had an asterisk on this team when they've been on pace for, at one point, what, like 116 wins, McCollum?
Yeah.
Like, it was because the competition in the American League mostly blows. And here they are getting ready for another series against Tampa for the 80th time this season. Some of these games are just like, oh my God, how much are they going to beat up on terrible competition like that? So it felt weighted to me. At one point, you know, when they're hovering around at that time around 60 wins, I was like, okay, like, yes, they're a very good team. Yes, they're a legit World Series contender, but everybody calm down because they're playing the Orioles or the Blue Jays or the Rays or some other terrible team every other day, seemingly. So yes, buzzsaw offensively, but let's not look like they don't. So it kind of got a little bit annoying there midsummer. But are they a good team? Yes.
Well, and let's not forget, too, we're coming off back-to-back years where they won the AL East, looked like a great regular season team, and then got their face ripped off in
right.
Postseason, too. And I think that is part of the reason, too, why it took a long time for people to buy in.
So two letdowns in the postseason, too. I've definitely had my arms crossed for most of the year. Like, you got to prove it to me. But David Price, been dealing since the All-Star break, dominant again today against great competition in the Cleveland Indians. Do you think it translates to the postseason? 617-779-0985. We'll get to you and hear more of David Price after his performance today. Get some more of that sound for you. And we'll look at last night's game as well here in the Baseball Reporters on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Does this one feel better because it's against a playoff opponent and you pitch so well?
Nope. They all feel as good. As doesn't matter who you're pitching against. You know, if you're pitching against the Orioles or these guys, you know, I mean, anybody in this division especially can put up runs, you know, in bunches. So to go out there and, you know, throw the ball well, that feels good no matter who you do it against.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know if I'm buying that. See, that's where he still bugs me. Just, like, be honest, dude. Baseball Reporters, 98.5 of Sports Hub. Jim Murray and Tony Mazzarotti tonight. Got Tim McCone alongside as well. So David Price, in case you didn't see today's game, dominant, 8 scoreless innings. Held Cleveland to just 3 hits, racked up 7 strikeouts. He's been ridiculous since the All-Star break. It looks like this is the guy they signed for that ridiculous $217 million. Hey, something I was into at the time, he was the marquee free agent pitcher. Dave Dombrowski wanted to add a frontline starter. He got him. He's been mostly underwhelming. I think we can all agree there. But since the All-Star break, since the Fortnite thing, he said, going to stay healthy, going to pitch well. He's backed it all up.
Nobody going to break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Whoa, I'm just gonna keep on dealing.
So he's feeling it, and I'm gonna continue to do the stupid impersonation because that's what I do. And I'm just, look, I'm not gonna root for the guy. I would love to be wrong about it, so you can all be happy. And obviously, want the Red Sox to have a good season, unlike the last two. I don't know. I don't think it's gonna translate. What we're seeing here, yes, dominant. I'm a non-believer. The track record's too big in the postseason for this guy. I don't think he breaks through this year. But what about you? Maybe what you've seen has changed your mind about David Price. 617-779-0985. Rob in Marlboro, you're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hello, Rob.
Jimmy, yeah, let me preface this by saying I have no David Price fan. I love your impression. I think he's a jabroni, a fugazi. I can't stand the guy, but honestly, today kind of won me over with him. He threw eight scoreless against a great team when the Sox needed it to, you know, just continue rolling. So I think he's healthy. I think he's going into the postseason ready to go. I think he's a little angry kind of with everything he's dealt with here in Boston. And I think that this might be the year when we get to the top.
Yeah, Rob, I think the one thing that you mentioned there, the angry thing, like, I think you saw some of that last year where he was filthy coming out of the bullpen. So obviously he wasn't healthy enough to start. But I think that, Tim, helped him kind of perform the way that he did. I'm never going to be convinced that he likes being here, that I think he regrets signing the contract, that if he had to do it over again, he would end up going to St. Louis. So maybe the FU factor to people like me, those who doubt him in the media, and some fans too, or just really the whole Boston experience, is what's also helping motivate him.
Well, I think that's a huge part of it. And the more I look at it, you know, 16-2 in his last 18 starts. He's got the 109 ERA since the All-Star break. Is he starting to look at it too and go, hey, you know, if I have a strong end of the season here, maybe I can potentially opt out and get my other deal in a St. Louis or somewhere else and get the hell out of Boston like I want to.
Ah, silver linings. I like it. Ben in Newton. Sounds like you are also a non-believer, though, like I am. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, you know, I just based off of his track record, like you said before, I really don't think that he has much of a chance in the postseason to be as good as he is right now. And I think that that's going to be a major problem. When you look at the bullpen and how much they have struggled this year, I think that's going to be a major concern. Because if he can only do that three and a third or 3 2/3 or 4 innings, you know, I don't know if the bullpen's going to be able to bail him out. I just think that that's a concern. Thanks.
Yeah, Ben, look, so that's the thing. You know, and I opened up to the other people I wanted to hear from tonight were not just those whether or not you believe or now doubt or still doubt David Price for how he's performed today and since the All-Star break. It's you Chicken Littles who were freaking out because the team lost the first couple of games to the Cleveland Indians. They're a good team. It was to be expected. They were going to go on a little bit of a swoon here. It was eventually going to happen. They weren't going to finish with close to 120 wins. Stop it. They're still flawed. The bullpen's still an issue. It's going to continue to be. But, you know, where are you people that doubted this team? Like, I erased the asterisk for a reason. It wasn't a bit, just strictly a bit on Felger and Mass. After that Yankee series, the sweep of the Yankee series, I was like, okay, like I'd be stupid to leave this thing on there. Yes, they've cleaned up on some terrible competition, but this team is, you know, they're the true iron in the class of the American League. They should be feared by others like Houston, like the Yankees, like Cleveland. But they still have flaws. Yeah, the bullpen. And Alex Cora has proven it too, that he doesn't want to have to go to that seventh or eighth inning and spin the wheel of gutless bums. Let's go to, speaking of that, the playoff picture, let's go to Ryan in West Roxbury. You're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Jim. I've heard you say, along with other people, that the AL is the worst division and the Red Sox might not have as much mess to win as the NL. They're playing in the NL, but I don't get that. Houston, Cleveland, Yankees, maybe even Oakland, the four or five best teams are in the AL. No one in the NL even has more than like 72, 73 wins. I mean, I get LA and Chicago might be out there, but other than that, I think the NL is much more crap than it is the AL.
Well, it's the AL's top heavy. I think that there's worse at the bottom in the American League, but the National League certainly has a more interesting playoff field, and I think that's going to be more interesting to watch down the stretch here. But I mean, look, it's all been set up here. We know what the American League playoff teams are going to be for basically the better part of the last 2 months. So that's all. I just think overall the competition, like the likes of your White Sox and Rays and Blue Jays and other, you know, fodder like that, they just stink.
Yeah, but the third best team right now is like Atlanta, Philly. Those are crap teams. The only reason they have 70 some odd wins is because I think the NL is way worse off. I mean, who out there is even decent
in the National League?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, LA's, you know, been in the World Series. They got only like 60 to 70 wins. I think they're a good team. And Chicago was in there a couple years ago, but they look way more deeply flawed than top AL teams. And I think the whole NL as a whole is way worse this year.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree. I don't know. I think that Braves team is fun. The Phillies have been in this thing. That Arizona Diamondbacks team is someone, you know, that's going to, to the last I checked, they're in first in the National League West. It's just it's a deeper field in the National League. It is. It's top heavy in the American League. Come on. You've enjoyed some of these games against the Orioles. Please. You get this Rays series coming up again. Oh, that'll be a blast. Joe in Medford, you sound like you're with me And that even though it's been nice to see the Red Sox, and specifically David Price, to be dominant here, and it's there's reason to be encouraged going into the postseason, you ultimately would like to see David Price fail.
Oh, my Lord. I never wanted him, and it wouldn't have taken, I mean, anybody, a chimpanzee that got flown into Russia could have, got flown into space from Russia could have signed David Price. He was never meant for here, and I'm with you. Every time he pitches, I want him to give up 8 runs, but the Sox win 9-8 or 10-8. And I saw Maz and Drellick on the baseball show on NBC Sports Boston, and Maz and Drellick were doubting the fact that anybody was rooting against David Price. And I was like, you guys obviously, I mean, Maz is a Yankee fan, so obviously he just doesn't really have a pulse on Sox fans, because as far as I know, everybody hates David Price. It's not just young people or old people or this or that. It's everybody hates David Price. And one more thing, I just wanted to let you guys know, I was born in 89, and I think the Sox are going to blow it. They're not going to lose a division, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. The whole 90s, I remember being a kid. Oh, the Sox are leading in the division. The Sox are going to win the AL East. The Sox are competing with the Yankees. And every single year, they would choke out at the end. And this team is no different. I mean, I love Mookie. I love Benintendi. I don't like JBJ or Porcello or Pedro. Like, they just, I don't think they have it. And the asterisk should remain, because the bullpen sucks. And the starting pitching, for the most part, kind of sucks. I mean, Brian Johnson's not going to get it done in the playoffs. He's not going to. I mean, he barely gets it done now. He's not going to get it done in the playoffs.
Thanks for the call, Joe. A lot to unpack there. First, I know that, look, he's been accused of it before. I can promise you, I swear on my mom's grave, Tony Maz is not a Yankee fan. He's not. Born and raised here. His best interests are in the Red Sox' best interest. He is. He roots for the team. He wants them to win. He's critical of them. That's obvious. But he's no Yankee fan, okay? Boy, for a kid that young, McCone, to be broken, born in 89, and feeling like he already, you know, this team's got doom written all over them. Look, I can figure out pretty quickly. I mean, I'm a broken sports fan. I can usually sniff a loser or when a team is ultimately going to, you know, be maxed out and let you down, kind of like, I don't know, the Bridgie Celtics of a couple of years ago. That one I was right on. I'll pat myself on the back. This Red Sox team, no, there's a different feel than the last couple of seasons. And that starts with Alex Cora. Typically, I'm not going to give too much credit to a manager in baseball, because how much are they really factoring in during the 162 games of the regular season? There's a marked difference with Alex Cora over John Farrell. I mean, that's just been obvious in the last couple of games that you've seen here. To me, they're down 2-0 last night. Edwin Encarnacion comes off the disabled list, crushes a ball off Johnson last night. To me, Farrell's there. They meekly go into the night and lose that game, and there's more pressure on David Price. And Price, I don't think, ever was any kind of fan of John Farrell. And he has a reason to go out there today. Is he going to, you know, pitch the way that he did and go 8 strong the way that he did? No. No, Cora's been a factor. It's a different feel. Betts is having a ridiculous year. Bogaerts looks like a completely different player. J.D. Martinez has obviously made an incredible difference in this lineup. No, it's all different. So for a young guy to be like to be that negative towards this team, like I question, like, are you watching on a night-to-night basis? That to me is kind of shocking. We'll continue to take your calls at 617-779-0985. David Price, how much you trust him going into the postseason now? Because he's looked like a completely different guy since the All-Star break. Is it different for you with David Price? Obviously, I'm still rooting against him like that last caller Joe is, but he does look different. Yeah, I can understand why you'd feel a little bit better. So your thoughts on Price. And we'll look back at last night's game. Oh, you Sky's Fallen Chicken Littles, where are you now? A lot of calls to this particular show and the afternoon show yesterday. Oh, it's 1978, 2011 all over again. No, told you. Good team. Asterisk. Not on the 2018 Red Sox. Where are you, people? You feel better now? You should. 617-779-0985. More of your calls, and we'll look at last night's win over the Cleveland Indians. Coming up next here on the Baseball Report is, first, Tim McCone, get you caught up in the Sports Hub headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Hey, Red Sox were 7-0 winners over the Indians at Fenway Park this afternoon. David Price picking up the win, going 8 scoreless, only allowing 3 hits while striking out 7. Price now a 1.09 ERA in his last 6 starts since the All-Star break. He's 8-0 in his last 8 starts and 16-2 in his last 18 starts. After the game, by the way, Alex Cora saying Mitch Moreland, who left the game with a bruise on his knee, is day-to-day. Interesting nugget this afternoon regarding the Patriots. As you heard here first on 98.5 from Mike Felger, Tom Brady's trainer Alex Guerrero was on the team plane for the trip to Carolina. Remember, last season, Belichick revoked Guerrero's access to team flights. However, according to Jim McBride of The Globe, He says Guerrero will not be on the Patriots sideline for Friday's game against the Panthers, according to a league source. Patriots, of course, going to be taking on the Panthers tomorrow, and you can hear it right here on 98.5 Sports Up. Kickoff going to be at 7:30. Elsewhere in the NFL, Field Yates reports the Raiders have waived injured 2017 second-round pick Obi Melifonwu. The defensive back is a Central Mass native, and 49ers corner Richard Sherman expected to take the field this weekend for the first time since tearing his Achilles tendon last November. San Francisco going to be taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Sports of Headlines brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit this Friday through Sunday for Lobster Lovers Weekend. Try their colossal lobster roll and get a free three-course meal. Upgrade the 99, always the real deal. I'm Tim McConnell, Boston's home for Sports 98.5. The Sports Hub, your next update, 30 minutes.
From the field.
You're the one who threw the pitch.
To the clubhouse.
They're a reliever short.
To the corner office.
That sends all the wrong messages.
We have the Sox covered.
Because that's the way I look at it.
The baseball reporters on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fly ball right field. Backing up Guyer all the way to the track. And the wall is out of here. Second home run tonight for Xander Bogaerts.
I'm telling you, when he flicks that thing,
his 19.
Baseball reporters, 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Jim Murray in for Tony Maz tonight. So that should have calmed you down last night. Red Sox 10, Indians 4. Xander Bogaerts, he's continued to rake. He's been hot as of late. Had to hit a couple of home runs to lead the offense last night. And the losing streak was over, everyone. Were you okay? Those of you who were freaking, oh, no. Oh, no, they're not going to get like 116 wins. Oh, that any of you even really give a rat's ass about that is asinine to me.
117.
Postseason success, Jimmy. You want the 16-0 banner like Gasper, too? You want that back up at Fox in Foxborough?
It might be the only thing they get this year, 117.
Where were you on all of this, by the way, the last couple of games? I know you were starting to get a little bit freaked out there, but how about David Price overall? Do you expect this to translate to postseason success? Let's gauge you, Jimmy Stewart, the Red Sox fan.
No. Because today was a getaway day. And as you could see on the pace of play, everybody just wanted to get out of there and get to their flights to their next town. So I give David Price zero credit for today's game. Cleveland just wanted to get out of there. So they didn't care what happened. It's like essentially if you're trying to get to they were just trying to get out of there.
You know, as much as that's such a negative a-hole take of yours, Jimmy, there is something to this, maybe. Here's some getaway notes for the Red Sox this year. They're 7-1 on getaway day at Fenway. And today's game was the second shortest of the season, 2 hours
Thank you.
47 minutes. The average MLB game in 2018, 2 hours 59 minutes. The average Red Sox home getaway game, 3 hours 15 minutes. So very, very fast paced today. Doesn't want to give David Price any credit. Does Jimmy Stewart?
I give them partial credit for beating Carrasco last night, but essentially this should have been a sweep by the Indians.
I know that's your favorite manager and you believe very much.
Best manager of all time.
In the fight in Francona's the Cleveland Indians. But last night, a game they ended up winning comfortably on a day that it looked like on paper was going to be penciled in for a loss. With Carlos Carrasco, who I think was last I remember was doing the headlines yesterday, 7-1 in his last 8 starts and nine appearances and had been ridiculous, kind of like, you know, how Price has been since the All-Star break. And they're going with, you know, the Red Sox are going with essentially a spot starter in Brian Johnson. But you get 10 runs with everyone really kind of chipping in some way. But, you know, it's Bogaerts leading the night. And you also see the, you know, for those of you still paying attention there that were worried about the Yankees catching you in the division, you fools, they get blown out by the Marlins. Ugh. So, look, even if you felt like the team was slumping a little bit much, you were getting really concerned here. Like, everyone, calm down. Last night should have calmed you down. And even Brian Johnson, like, he's... I don't know. If I got to use a word to describe Brian Johnson, adequate, I guess, at the risk of being Maz here. But Cohen, look it up. I feel like the Red Sox definitely have a winning record with Brian Johnson as a starter. I want to say it's maybe 6-2 or something like that. But either way, he's just, you know, he's serviceable. He's adequate. Like, everyone just calm down. I don't know. Like, maybe you've all kind of scattered back like roaches that freaked out after the first couple of games of this series. I found that absolutely silly. Maybe you think the team's peaking too soon. This caller here says Parmesan. Really? You think the Red Sox are peaking too soon?
Yeah. All right. It's your guy Parmesan here. I have some positives and negatives I want to touch on.
Okay.
All right. Negative is that I do believe they're peaking too soon. people take for granted the difference between playoff baseball and regular season. And obviously you got the bullpen. But positives, I will say that I do think that the Red Sox probably have the best fan base in baseball, which I think is a huge factor in the postseason.
The best what?
Several games.
I didn't catch what you said.
They have the best fan base in baseball, which I think is a huge factor in the postseason. And I think that I've been to, what, 10 games this summer? I was at the one today, actually. When they took Price out, everyone was just like, yeah! And then, all right, so then I was also at another one when they had that drop fly ball.
All right, I'm going to let you go on that. The guy's using a wacky nickname. He's at the game. The fans matter. Did you find that Brian Johnson stuff by any chance?
All right, no. Okay. The short answer, no.
Boom, Raccone. All right, well, you continue to effort there while I go to Matt and Acton with a thought on Alex Cora. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, my tattooed brethren. How you doing?
Very good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Hector Velasquez, I guess through his interpreter, touched on it today. But I was wondering, and I have a statement after this, quick one. I was wondering how important you think having like a young bilingual manager is, especially in this league. And John Farrell is most definitely not that. And
what else?
One thought on David Price.
Yeah,
I would love to like the guy if he just wouldn't open his mouth.
Oh, Matt. Yeah, so on the latter, I agree completely. You know what? Maybe I wouldn't have been so hard on David Price, done the stupid impersonation and any of that, if he just, I don't know, wasn't so mercurial and just shut you. At some point, I have to imagine, whether it was Cora or maybe Farrell in the past, or hell, even upper management had gone to him and said, you just don't talk to him. Like, just don't. Like, just say boilerplate nonsense. Just give cliches. But nope. No. It's always something with just a Fortnite thing or the tingle fingers, or it's just, you know, like he would be best served to just shut up and pitch. That's okay. On the other thing, Alex Cora, bilingual. Does it help? I have to imagine it does. And more than anything else, I just think he's more relatable. Last night I heard a replay on our competition of, you know, because they've been obviously doing a great thing on the Jimmy Fund thing that they do every single year. And they had both Alex Cora and Terry Francona in for a segment. And I listened to it, and listening to Cora, like, he's a more genuine guy than John Farrell. John Farrell always talked like a middle manager, using, like, a, you know, to use the term boilerplate, you know, that kind of, like, you know, corporate gobbledygook speak. Like, he just came off as such a unrelatable, ugh. Alex Cora, to me, just comes off as a real dude. And listening to both him and Francona talk about their love of the game and how their approach is to the game and the 6:30 sit downs that they have with players sometimes, they sound like kind of the same kind of guy. And I do think that he had an effect being the bench coach with the Houston Astros last year and route to their championship. And I think he's made a tremendous difference here this year. So bilingual or not, it obviously can help with as many Latinos that play in Major League Baseball. But overall, he just strikes me as a better manager and a more relatable dude. No, he's been part of this whole thing that's gone on with this team this year too. Where are you, McCone, on those Brian Johnson stats?
All right, they're 2 games over .500. He's 6-4 overall.
Okay,
in those 3 years.
So I thought it was around 6-2, but I knew they had the winning record with him. Yeah, serviceable. Brian Johnson is serviceable. I guess that's something we can be a little bit happy on. But overall, David Price, this is the bigger question today, with his dominant performance against the Cleveland Indians as they end up tying up this series here, which is as much of a win as you can ask for, considering how the first couple of games went and how last night's game started with the Encarnacion 2-run home run to start it. It's like, oh, God, whew, here comes this is a real swoon here. We're talking about ballsy wins these last couple of days, especially from David Price today. Does it translate to the playoffs, specifically with that player? He looks like the $217 million pitcher that they signed a few years back. Do you now trust David Price in the playoffs? 617-779-0985. Got one segment remaining. You want to join the show and let me know what you think. David Price, will he be the guy that you're seeing here since the All-Star break in the postseason? 617-779-0985. It's the Baseball Reporters on 98.5 The Sports Hub.